Welcome to Reshaping Workflows with Dell Pro Precision and NVIDIA, where innovation meets real-world impact in high-performance computing.
Welcome back to another episode of Reshaping Workflows with Dell Pro Max and NVIDIA RTX GPUs. I'm Logan Lawler, your host, and I'm glad you're back. This means you are listening and liking our content. So I want to take a second and thank you for all that have listened and downloaded the episode and engaged with our content or left us a comment or review. It really means a lot. And it's kind of exceeded our wildest expectations. And speaking of exceeding wild expectations, we have a fantastic episode planned for you today. And don't want to kind of blow the lead, but we have two guests with us today. We have Yannick Stinger from Hexagon and David Plord, who needs no introduction, who's actually works with me at Dell and fascinating human being. So I won't steal all their thunder. So let's start, Yannick, with you. Can you introduce yourself to the audience, background of where you work, what you do, and why you're here?
Thank you, Logan. Hello, Logan. Hello, David. Hello, everyone. Very happy to be here today, guys. So I'm Yannick Stinger. I work for Hexagon, so I'm global leader in digital reality, an international company, but I am in France. And I've been a product manager for software for 5 years. And so I'm in charge of leading the future of software for reality capture. This is something I can describe in more detail later. So reality capture technologies at Hexagon. I'm a little bit original in the Hexagon ecosystem. I come from the construction industry and not from a software, no technical technology background.
Very cool. So you're a practitioner. You previously were a practitioner. I love
yes,
that.
Yes, I used to be.
I love that. All right, big guy Dave, introduce yourself. Everyone, your world premiere.
I know. I'm really excited to be here, Logan. Thanks so much, man. This is great. And congratulations to you on the success of your podcast. I guess you're bumping right up to Joe Rogan now, right?
Pretty much. You know, Joe Rogan, watch out. Joe Rogan, watch out. No, we'll never.
Yeah. So, my name is David Plord. I am the business development manager for our rugged line of products. So, very, you know, purpose built systems to be used in austere, hazardous environments and not your typical, high powered workstation, but we're gaining quite a bit of horsepower in those systems, and I guess that's what we're here to talk about today. But I've been around the rugged industry and client computing overall workstations as well since about 2007, so my history with rugged goes back quite a ways.
Very cool. Well, thank you for joining us. So since I've got, usually I have just one guest, but we have two guests today, so double the fun here. Yannick, we'll start with you. So you mentioned reality capture. We'll come back to that here in a second, but tell us a little bit about, you know, the core business of Hexagon. You mentioned it's a software, it's an ISV, but if someone was that doesn't know anything about Hexagon, came to your website, 1 minute, what does Hexagon do?
Again, digital reality. Global leader in digital reality, in one sentence. I mean, in the Hexagon geosystem space, I really work and address industries, I mean, geosystems, surveying, architecture, engineering, construction. But in Hexagon, this is basically everything. It could be automotive, aviation, geospatial. So as soon as you have something to measure in the real world, Hexagon provide hardware sensors, software solutions to transform the real world into a digital content and more and more digital assets to do anything, just from scratch or to do operations and maintenance. So from A to Z, we offer solution to tons of stakeholders.
Okay. So you let's dive into the next question. So you mentioned reality capture. What is reality capture?
So reality capture includes all the technologies to really, to measure the real world. So laser scanning. I guess the audience is probably very familiar with 2D lasers. You know, when you scan your paper and you get information on a 2D plane. At Hexagon, we are best in class in matter of 3D laser scanners. So to measure the world in 3D. And the main output from, so in this reality capture concept are point clouds. So X, Y, Z in three dimension information, and also geotagging information, also images. That's important 3D assets. And point clouds are extremely complex. And this is why we are in the scope, in the landscape of rays capture. So providing sensors to measure the 3D world. Ones are for appropriate for a small room, for a manufacturing site, or for a plant site, or for a bridge. So different types of 3D laser scanners. And then we have to digest those point clouds, those related capture data into advanced software products and to deliver something. Okay, what do you do or what do your users do from the point clouds? Do they need to do an analysis, a model? And we can discuss this.
Okay, let me ask a follow-up question because I am very familiar with the term NERFs and Gaussian splatting, but reality capture versus kind of point cloud. Let me try to define it. Let's see how smart I am so I can embarrass myself. And you mentioned LiDAR, but I think the big difference is that what I was creating some Gaussian splats of, well, kind of the Sistine Chapel, even though you don't really have images of it, doesn't matter. That's a whole long story. But I'm taking 2D images and then creating a 3D construction. I think the difference, and maybe I'm wrong here with reality capture, it sounds more real time and constant with using sensors as well. So it seems much more accurate. But if you could define those two kind of, I guess, differences for us between like a NERF Gaussian splat versus a reality capture, that would be great because I'm super confused.
Yes, I can understand. So you are not exactly right, but I mean, approaching the reality. So for me, I mean, maybe my understanding, my vision, reality capture includes everything, all this world. And inside reality capture technology, I mean, at Hexagon, we provide solutions, yes, LiDAR, 3D laser scanners, and indeed, there is also NERF Gaussian splatting that we deliver point clouds or close to point clouds or 3D contents. But for me, those two approaches, and could have also photogrammetry. I mean, in the Hexagon world, we also offer photogrammetry solutions. All those solutions or technologies are part of reality capture, capturing the reality in 3D. So point clouds, images, again, I think it's important also to mention that images, georeference, panoramic in 3D, I mean, many, many things that still are very important. I mean, point clouds it sounds exciting and the future of fancy. But still, images are still important because for most of, I mean, normal people, they do understand better images than point clouds, still very complex.
Okay. So it makes sense. So reality capture is the overall discipline, but underneath it, whether it's Gaussian splatting, NERFs, all of that, it is, there's different fields of it, whether it's, you know, scanner-based, LiDAR-based, whether it's, you know, like basically the reconstruction method, etc.
And LiDAR, you mentioned accuracy. LiDAR would be more, a little bit more accurate. Different position.
So let me ask a question. So Dave, I promise I won't leave you out. I know you're sitting all lonely up there in your cabin. But as we, you know, when I did this kind of NERF 3D reconstruction of the Sistine Chapel, right? And I've done one of the indoor of my house, which my wife didn't appreciate. Doesn't really matter. But I took images and videos, and it turned out okay. I mean, I give it like maybe a solid B minus. But when you add in LiDAR and you're actually physically measuring, like, how much does that either speed up the process of reconstruction and how much more accurate does it make the actual 3D reconstruction?
I think the difference between LiDAR technology and Gaussian splatting, for example, Gaussian splatting would be much faster. And for me, the position of our portfolio, so Hexagon reality capture portfolio. So, I mean, the main brand is Leica Geosystems and still very popular among the stakeholders. Quality, accuracy first. I mean, we offer high-level products, hardware and software. So, to scan your house and, I mean, you want to have fun and to scan with your videos and images to recreate this 3D world, I mean, that's cool. And maybe Gaussian splatting would be much more appropriate in your case. But we address experts, surveyors, engineers with decades of experience, and it has to be right. And actually, I think this is our slogan. At Hexagon, it has to be right. And so I might talk to about construction industry, I mean, challenges. And I mean, in matter of planning costs, we have to offer accuracy to our customers. And that would be the difference.
That makes sense. I mean, and honestly, I was using a free tool to do it. So I don't know if I'd want to use a free tool to go out and build a building or a bridge or something. But so, Dave, so question for you. I told you I would come back to you. That's the whole point of, you know, the Dell Pro rugged systems, right? They're designed to be rugged. It's not my, you know, Dell Pro Max Premium with the 3000 Blackwell RTX GPU, right? You drop that, it's going to break. Let's be honest. Rugged systems, depending on, and David could get in to more specifics around the height and all this kind of stuff, but it's designed to be withstand the typical wear and tear that you might get in hostile environments and stuff like that. So Dave, kind of bringing this back to rugged, right? What Yannick's saying is that, you know, with kind of LiDAR and reality capture, it is going out in the field, whether it is, you know, construction, whether it is engineering, whether you're out on like a manufacturing floor. How does that tie into rugged? Why is that important?
So you've got, you know, you've got field workers, right, who are out there and like you're talking about construction sites, doing a retrofit of an existing building. And so, you know, some of this building, you know, it may not be powered anymore. It may be wide open spaces with some of those extreme elements. It could be heat, it could be cold, it could be moisture, but you've got to go out and you still got to do the job. You've got to scan it, you know, with the scanners, and you've got to capture that, you know, the initial capture. And yeah, you know, the Dell Pro Max systems obviously are built with performance in mind, whereas rugged is more of that purpose built for those environments, like, you know, temperature is, you know, in Fahrenheit, it's -20 to 145 degrees operating temperature, you know, high humidity environments. Some of our systems can actually withstand salt fog, so very, you know, coastal salty areas like that. In this particular case with Hexagon and their Cyclone application, I sent a system out to Yannick, and it's our system that's equipped. It's the Dell Pro Rugged 14. So it's a semi-rugged system, and really the difference between a fully rugged and a semi-rugged system is in the moisture and dust ingress. All of the temperature, you know, changes and things like that are pretty much the same. Drop height is a little bit different because it is semi-rugged, but we sent the system out because it's also equipped with the NVIDIA RTX 8500 generation graphics card. So what I wanted Yannick to help us with is to really push that system to the limit and see if we can do, you know, some of these field-based operations with our rugged system and really tax the GPU and see just how far we could take it. And so that system performed very well. Yannick actually, you know, did the testing, so I'll let him speak to that. But it takes what has been historically known as this computer that you can, you know, mount in a vehicle and, you know, let it sit out in the Arizona sun or be up in Alaska, you know, in a freezing cold car, or, you know, obviously applications with the military in very austere environments. And now we're actually taking it, catapulting into higher performance on the computing and more complex applications that can now be run in the field. So very excited. I think it's a huge leap for us in the rugged world. And I'm excited to see, you know, just how far this system and then the next generation, which obviously will have the next generation NVIDIA card, you know, processing power, and, you know, just where we can take it. But I was very excited with the results and with Yannick, you know, telling us how we did there.
I love it. So, I mean, with rugged, I'll tell you, if you do have a rugged system, the funnest thing to do with a rugged system is be in the middle of a presentation and go, whoopsie, and let it drop and watch everyone's eyes open up. It's so much fun. But Yannick, tell us a little bit about what is the Cyclone app and talk to us a little bit about the results that David mentioned when you did the testing on the Dell Pro Rugged 14 with the 500 RTX GPU.
Okay, so maybe more in detail. I mean, I mentioned, Hexagon, and at Hexagon, I mean, we have, of course, tons of software and hardware solutions. Cyclone 3DR, part of the Cyclone family, is really the most advanced software product to consume reality capture data and to get deliverables. I might talk, I mean, I could talk for ages about my product. So I'm responsible and accountable for Cyclone 3DR. And we do have a specific architecture, engineering, and construction edition. And I mean, here, this is just a very brief, like three, four slides to explain what we can do, how we can really accelerate, I mean, the process of data set for BIM application. Not sure if you are familiar with BIM, yes.
What is, I mean, I know the term because I have to listen to a coworker go on and on and on about it named Ken Flanagan. But for those that don't know BIM, what is BIM?
Yeah, building information modeling. It's a rough world. I mean, behind it, we can include anything related to 3D in the construction industry. I mean, it's really important because, I'm around 40. I started my career 15 years ago. And that was very the beginning of the BIM deployment. So basically, the digital transition for the construction industry only happening 15 years ago. And still, the construction is very late in comparison to other industries in matter of digital transformation, adoption of new technologies. And so BIM started with mainly the 3D modelization of projects, but there is a I means for intelligent. And yes, the intelligence, there are so many attributes, so many assets, information that we could add inside a 3D model. That's the purpose of BIM, and to offer collaboration, to be connected to the cloud. So it's much more complex, just 3D, but still many, many achievements ahead of us to make all the construction industry stakeholders at the same level in matter of adoption and maturity for BIM adoption. A couple of slides and what you could do with Cyclone 3DR and, I mean, Hexagon Software Solutions. One of the core and, I mean, very basic basic way to consume reality capture data, and this is to monitor construction sites. And again, talking about the differences between the stakeholder in matter of, digital technology adoption, there is a huge gap between the field and between, I mean, engineering companies, for example. So it's still important to really to monitor, and reality capture offers a way to do it with high accuracy. And so just to create heat maps, just to do QA/QC, hazard verification, coordination between different companies, compliance with any kind of standard, it's extremely important to, I mean, that really makes the difference today. And it can be more and more, I mean, faster and faster, and in particular with the Dell ROG device, this is something that can be computed offline in the field. And let's say for a regular project, like a large building, like a big hospital, one floor, I mean, this is something that can be computed in a couple of minutes on a ROG, Dell ROG device using Cyclone 3DR. And also, I mean, this tool can also help to accelerate scan to BIM, not really for construction verification, but more for the renovation and the preparation of future projects. So that's deviation analysis is extremely important. We also offer, I mean, progress monitoring. And within Cyclone 3DR, that is a desktop application, it's a little bit disruptive. So I like to mention this workflow. We can see among the market players many cloud solutions, but we do have a desktop way to create on a regular basis progress reports, and that's extremely important. I mean, just for invoicing, I mean, that's the most important part. I mean, cash is key for the construction companies and to monitor subcontractors, to communicate. So that's a valuable workflow that we can offer.
So you're saying instead of someone have to go out and manually look at the site and fill out the Gantt chart to see the payment milestones and all of that, with Cyclone 3DR, you go out and do a scan, it'll tell you progress against the SOW payment milestones, and you'll know.
Exactly.
Holy smokes. Dude, that's awesome. That's awesome.
We have a large range of different scanners at Leica, Geostems, or Hexagon. For example, the BLK ARC, you know, the one that is mounted on the dog robot from Boston Dynamics. We can prepare a path before. So it can be more and more automatic, you know. You know the path, I mean, the dog would know the path and could deliver a point cloud, and then we don't need to have an operator anymore once it is prepared. So this is a way to save time and, for example, to get a new scan on a weekly basis, for example.
Wow. That's so cool.
And of course, AI. AI is key to make the difference. So here, I mean, this is a video that we made with our partner, NVIDIA, and also with you guys, with Dave, to show that a reality capture, I mean, combined with AI and those hardware, so GPU from NVIDIA, Dell devices, we can really make the reality capture data more intelligent. Let's be clear. I mean, point clouds are very complex. Still, LiDAR sensors capture everything, so it's very noisy. And AI, and with this point cloud classification technology that we released in our desktop product 4 years ago, and now it is really mature. We have delivered improvement in matter of time performances. We have delivered various models. So here you can see a plant model, really specialized to do scan to pipe modeling. But we have one for construction sites, so appropriate for the two workflows I presented before, deviation and progress monitoring. I mean, happy to say that this point cloud classification, I mean, based on models, this is an in-house AI technology. At Hexagon, we have an AI division and delivering this technology and permanently improved also to support the latest Dell hardware components. And we will have a new update of the engine in a couple of months. So it works nicely on the rug device. And I did some tests back in February and it was working smoothly. And also, it's really a difference. I mean, in the market, I mean, Cyclone 3DR can run offline. I mean, when we talk about AI among our partners and customers, I mean, still, I can see the fear, a mistrust about data sharing in the cloud, etc. This technology can run offline and there is no data exchange. So that's a good way to adopt AI.
I love it. So the models that you, I wouldn't trained or fine tuned, it sounds like, at least what it looked like in the video, is it's more kind of a visual model to recognize, for example, a tree or a shrub or a bend in a pipe or a certain kind of, I'm not in the construction industry, so you can make fun of me, a rivet or a jackhammer or whatever it is, layered on top of your product so you can identify, like, hey, is Jimmy jackhammering in the right area or is Jimmy in the wrong spot?
Exactly. So point clouds, XYZ, that's complex. And now this is a new attribute, a new class, a new information that we can assign. So of course, models are trained by application. So construction sites, walls, floors, ceilings, worksite equipment, conducts. And then when we combine this technology with Cyclone 3DR, versatile tools, then we can split, we can work on specific objects, we can compare with accuracy and remove noisy points and be much more accurate. And for the progress monitoring feature that I showed, I mean, when we included this in construction site model, I mean, the false positive, false negative effect was removed by 90%. So time saving for our users.
That's awesome. So very cool. I love it. Let's go. Let me ask you this. We're going to just get not necessarily rapid fire questions. If you've got a great answer, give me the answer. But we'll kind of go back and forth and ask some questions here. So, I mean, we've talked a lot about, manufacturing. We've talked, not necessarily manufacturing, but more kind of AECO, BIM type workflows. Yannick, say in the next or right now or even up to the next year, what do you see some other use cases for Cyclone 3DR in other industries? Biomedical. What are the ones you think are coming next?
I come from the construction industry, so I joined 5 years ago, and it's been the main push. I mean, for the team, and I think we have managed to position Cyclone 3DR as a top scan to verify. To create analysis of scan data, and right now, and likely for the next couple of years, scan to plant facility is our big deal. So to create models from laser scanner data. So piping, we released last year, a piping feature, scan to piping feature that is, still being improved and still feature, still structure is what's coming next, MEP equipment. So scan to facility, scan to plant is our core focus for the next couple of years.
Okay, that's great. So, you know, David, to you, kind of a rapid fire question is, with WinRugged, you mentioned kind of all of the industries, right? We kind of touched on the GPU, but Yannick said, you know, Cyclone 3DR kind of runs offline. Go through a couple of the features like the mobile broadband and other things within Rugged that make it pretty unique and allow it to actually function like a normal computer out in the wild.
Yeah, so that's a great question. Yeah, so all the Rugged systems are, you know, equipped or can be equipped with you know, today's 5G modems, so they can be online and communicating. They also have individual and GPSs that are separate from that, you know, mobile broadband card. So it's actually, the accuracy is very good down to, you know, sub 3 meters. And you've also got, in a Rugged system, it is the last holdout for some of those older IO type connections, like a serial connection. It might be a Fisher connection, you know, that military uses, but there's no other client device that Dell offers that has those type of connections. So if you're utilizing some equipment that requires that, you know, native serial connection versus just a USB, you know, the Rugged system is going to have it. It's the system is designed very ergonomically, you know, like our Dell Pro Max systems or our Dell Pro systems. Everything operates exceptionally well as far as, you know, comfort of keyboard and all and those type of things. And cameras, you know, all of those normal type system uses. But the real, I guess the real, a real advantage to the Dell Pro Rugged systems is that they can be serviced on site next business day, like any of our other client devices, which is a unique service offering in the Rugged industry. You know, a lot of our competition, most of them have a mail-in type of service for repair. So you could be, you know, without your system, without your ability to do that field-based work for, you know, potentially weeks, you know, before you get the system back. So we're really good at keeping our users up and running. There are some unique features in Rugged also in that it can be vehicle docked, so power can be supplied to those devices. And if you're off-site somewhere, you know, quite out of the normal 5G range, or, you know, you can also connect to external antennas through the vehicle dock, and get more power out of those antennas so that you can still remain connected in those really, you know, far offsite locations.
That's cool. I mean, I grew up in Missouri. It's pretty off the grid, but it wasn't that off the grid, but that's really cool. Yannick, next question is that, I mean, don't share anything that you're not allowed to share. We don't want to get you fired because you're doing a great job at Hexagon, but what are some of the cool things that we might see coming out of Cyclone in, say, the next year? Outside of kind of the object identification and the 3D LiDAR scan, is there anything else that maybe is on your roadmap or you're interested in doing?
Interest, let's say. I mean, I mentioned AI. That's, being a big word that we can hear on a daily basis, normal life. The point cloud classification technology that we have, and in-house, again, very proud of this one. And it's, I would like to make and to leverage this technology, you know, to make more automation in general and to save time for our users. For me, I can see that AI in reality capture, this is more time saving rather than accuracy. I mean, the models are 85% good, and still our surveyors, experts using our technologies, they want to double check, to do manual verification. Having a good accuracy, but time saving for me, providing AI tools. But we need to do more things in matter of AI. So I'm not going to talk about everything. I do have a couple of ideas in my mind and to accelerate not only how to detect, you know, objects, detect assets in a 3D environment, but also to offer the best user experience. I think that would be one of the big challenges ahead of us. I mean, for the next, I don't know, 5 years, still our users are, you know, surveyors, traditional surveyors from older than 50 years old, but the new generation of users, is coming, and we need to also modernize and renew the way we approach the software experience. And AI, I think, will help.
So I saw, and I could be wrong, is in the slide you showed is Leica. And I remember Leica's the cameras, the really nice cameras. If you've ever seen Eurotrip, yeah, it has a Leica. Anyways, it doesn't matter. But moral of the story is, in terms of LiDAR scanners, kind of give a few brands and like that you recommend with Cyclone 3DR. Obviously, Leica is one of them. Are there others, or is Leica it? Like, where, if they were going to purchase Cyclone 3DR, they need a LiDAR scanner. Which one would you recommend and why?
Cyclone 3DR is a scanner agnostic product. So any kind of reality capture data or point clouds can come into Cyclone 3DR. Cyclone 3DR is branded Leica. So it's a Leica Geosystems software product. So I can only mention Leica Geosystems scanners, obviously. I mean, the most appropriate one among the Leica portfolio would be RTC 360, which is, it's a mid-range scanner, but very versatile and to capture the outdoor environment, like infrastructures, tunnels, buildings, and also to do accurate indoor workflows. So the combination of RTC 360 and Cyclone 3DR, for me, that's the best in class in the market.
I've got a question, Logan. Now, is that scanner you're talking about, Yannick, is that a ground-based? Because when I was at your conference recently, you know, I was amazed at just how far your scanners reach, you know, attached obviously to aircraft and drones for those overhead scanning. The New York City demo, you know, was really amazing to me. So is that scanner, is that like the engine and is also used in the LiDAR scanners that would be carried by a drone, perhaps?
Yeah, that's so we do have also, I mean, in the division, not directly drone sensors. But that's, for me, sort of the border between geosystems and geospatial. For me, the main difference, this is the scale. So at the geosystems division, I mentioned the RTC 360. It's a static ground scanner. We do have also the TRK series, and those ones can be mounted on mobile vehicles, so on cars. And those ones are appropriate to measure and capture roads, highways. And that would be the limit of the geosystems scale, eventually. I mean, linear tunnels, roads. And then at the city or county region levels, this is more geospatial. So, at Hexagon, we do have solutions for this, but this is not really in my scope.
Last question, and I know we're getting up towards time. So let's pretend someone's listening to this. They're a small construction company in Austin, Texas. They've never heard of point clouds or reality capture or Cyclone 3DR or LiDAR. And I'm going to put you on the spot here so you can say, you know, a range if you want. But for someone to say, get set up with your platform with Hexagon, Cyclone 3DR, to get kind of that middle scanner that you talked about from Leica that you recommended and to get going, are we talking for them to get started? Are we talking tens of dollars, hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars just for one person, one license, one operator, one scanner to get started? What are they looking at?
So to get started, this is not the RTC 360 I would recommend, but we have the BLK 360, approximately $15,000 for a device and appropriate for indoor, more indoor application. So could be valuable for architects, engineers, even construction company. And I remember when I just joined the Hexagon, a company in France, 17 agencies around in France, and they purchased 17 BLK2GO. BLK2GO is less accurate, but it's mobile. And just you visit a site that you are about to renovate, and just you can capture in 5 minutes.
On your rugged.
Yes, exactly. And then you process on your rug device. And this one is approximately, I think, $20,000. And Cyclone 3DR is $7,000. I mean, the pro edition, the full package. Pro edition would be seven. The subscription, yearly subscription. We are not an entry-level product, software product. Let's be clear. But we do offer, so many possibilities. If you have a 3D reality capture data, you can do anything with Cyclone 3DR. And I mentioned AI point cloud classification, but I didn't mention our scripting module. And when you run your own scripts, then you can customize everything with...
I love that. Well, we're kind of getting up to time. Yannick, this has been a fantastic conversation. Yannick, I'll go with you and then David. you know, Yannick, in a 1 minute, kind of give a recap for someone. If, let's just pretend they were crazy and they fell asleep for the last 37 minutes and missed every single thing you talked about. Give a 1 minute recap of Cyclone, the product, real quick overview. Give them the cliff notes so they can pass the test.
For the Beam application, there are so many things. Again, Cyclone 3DR is probably the most versatile. You can do so many things to model, to analyze. And I would say, so part of Hexagon, this is really accuracy. Best in class accuracy that we can offer in matter of hardware sensors, but also software products. So Cyclone 3DR to process the data. I mean, we have a free viewer. It's easy to report. We have a reporting tool that is automatic. You do an analysis, a report, a PDF is created automatically, but there are many possibilities. Two words to finish, a pain for the construction industry still is to align a design model and the reality. And we have a very basic tools. I mean, this is 4 clicks to do and to align the design model and the point cloud. And this is something that we delivered a couple of years ago. It's so easy to use and you can align in 2 minutes. And so the last sentence, AI. AI really makes a difference and we have a very robust point cloud classification engine and with very good feedback from the market.
That's awesome. Dave, same thing. 1 minute recap on Rugged.
You know, I think about the project managers, the field engineers, you know, if they're afraid to bring their system or they're, you know, gingerly, you know, wherever they're at, they have to be very, very soft with the systems, you know, so that they don't get damaged. And you want to get away from that, or you want to get away from pen and paper and then going back to the office and doing some work. I mean, this is really where Rugged, you know, performs at its best. I mean, connectivity in the field, or as Yannick said, you know, not connected and still running the application in various environments, either extreme heat, dusty, dirty, muddy. These systems are designed so that you can spill your coffee on it, you know, if you have to, and if you have to, or if you do, you know, rinse it off. I mean, that's, you know, you can't do that with the Dell Pro Max, you know, or you wouldn't want to necessarily do that. So it has a very unique fit. It also, again, it can be, if you are truly a field-based engineer, you're in the field a lot, and you want to have a system that will last you throughout the day. You can vehicle dock this if you're going from site to site, or if you're a project manager on multiple construction projects, you can keep it connected through the vehicle, which will keep the batteries charged. You'll have all day plus power, you know, and also if you don't necessarily have that vehicle dock, we do offer dual hot swappable batteries. So you can pop one battery out, pop a fresh battery in and keep going, not have to find a place to charge. And that's, of course, one unique feature that Rugged has that no other systems have that I neglected to mention earlier. So, you know, for anybody working out in the field, we have the horsepower now with the, you know, the NVIDIA Ada generation graphics card. And, you know, I'm excited about how far we can take this.
I'm excited too. Rugged's always exciting. You don't think it is, but it actually is. It's the most interesting product we have, actually. So Yannick, right before we close up, where can everyone find you on social media, LinkedIn, Hexagon's website? Where can they find you?
Yeah, LinkedIn, it's easy. Yannick Stenger, Hexagon, easy to find me on LinkedIn.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I got told when we were on a call, this is an embarrassing story, but we were on a call and because we're doing a video podcast now, right? It was just audio before. And when I was telling someone on the call, Cindy was on the call and I made the comment about how, you know, I had the podcast, was doing really well. And they're like, man, you do have a really good voice. And then Cindy goes, yeah, and a face for radio. I was like, dude, Cindy, like, just what a jerk, you know? She's just a jerk. But anyways, she'll be on the next episode, so I can't wait. So with that, Yannick, David, really appreciate you taking the time to come chat with me. Learned a lot about, you know, reality capture overall, Rugged. Cyclone 3DR is fantastic. So if you can check them out on LinkedIn, it's Yannick Stenger, David Ford on LinkedIn, and then check out just hexagon.com. I'm Logan Lawler. We're signing off till next time. Until next time we chat, keep your workflows running local on your Dell Pro Max or Dell Pro Rugged with your NVIDIA RTX GPU. And with that, we'll see you next time.
This podcast was produced in partnership with Amaze Media Lab.